32 through 35 says, sing to God, you kingdoms of the earth. Sing praise to the Lord, to him who rides across the heavens, the ancient of heavens, who thunders with mighty voice. Proclaim the power of God, whose majesty is over Israel, whose power is in the heavens. You, God, are awesome in your sanctuary. The God of Israel gives power and strength to his people. So welcome online. Welcome here in the house of the Lord today. And we just welcome you on live stream. Hope you're watching out there in your warmth and not too cold today. It's a privilege that you invite us into your home or on your phone or wherever you're watching today. We're hoping you receive this signal well. We desire a blessing on you, and that we be a conduit for you to hear the God, to hear God in the changing, powerful, healing ways from Living Well to you. In your bulletin, there are a couple of announcements I want you to call attention to, but I won't read them. You can look them over. And today we welcome Bill Young as our speaker. Welcome, Bill. Where are you from? Woohoo! As he brings a message today, as Pastor John's out at Lost Lake. Also, Pastor John and Jeanette encourage everyone to go on mph.com and purchase the book, Each One Disciple One, which will be our focus for 2017 as a church, our theme, ministry theme. We are planning a combined service Christmas Day now, so there's a little change, at 9:30 a.m. at Lost Lake Church, where we plan to be live streaming to any anticipated to be live streaming in anticipation so that we can record online for people. And it, we'll also have the church open here. We're still working on the high-speed internet connection for that. The plan is now that we're here at Living Well will join Lost Lake Church there at Lost Nation at 9:30 a.m. So if you need directions or anything, let us know. We'll help you out. And so that'll be Christmas morning with Audience of One. Thank you for allowing me to share this morning as we begin to our time of praise and worship. Will you please stand and join us if you're able?
The Lord your God is with you. He is mighty to save. He will take great delight in you. He will quiet you with his love. He will rejoice over you with singing. That is not the right video.
God bless you.
Am I done?
That's not even close to the one we had in practice. Sorry, guys. I didn't know where to start.
I was going to roll with it. I didn't know.
Is there going to be church bells or anything?
Yep.
Well, whatever comes up, if you know it, yeah. Take off with it.
Yeah. Whatever comes up, we're going with now.
So what did zero say to eight?
I don't know. What did zero say to eight?
Nice belt.
Nice belt. Oh, that eight is so trim. Yeah.
Yeah. What do you put A1 on? I don't know. What do you put A1 on?
Well, what would you say?
Dan, ladies and gentlemen, Dan, right there.
Yep,
Dan
be here till Thursday.
All right. While they're having technical difficulties, let's just skip that and go on to the next one. What do you think?
We could do that.
Because it may take them a while.
Yeah, we'll do the doxology now.
Can you pull up O Holy Night?
Mm-hmm.
back to that one. Let me get it straightened out. You go with that. We gonna have some words?
He's firing on all cylinders at the moment.
Savior's birth. long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Christ was born.
Truly he taught us to love one another. His law is love, and his gospel is peace. Chains shall he break for the slave.
God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. God saw that the light was good, and he separated the light from the darkness.
Glory by, born and made.
It was he who gave some to be apostles, some to be prophets, some to be evangelists, some to be pastors and teachers, to prepare God's people for works of service so that the body of Christ may be built up. Father God, as we come before you, each one with a destiny to fulfill, I ask, Father, that we are reminded of your goodness and that you brought Jesus through a virgin, a young woman, that you prophesied over her as you sing and dance over us. I ask God in this season that you remind us of the calls that we have to fulfill, that your ministering angels would come to each one here and remind them of who they are in you. We can live an easy life, or we can live a life of purpose with a plan. We thank you for that plan. We thank you that you help us make each step towards the kingdom so that when we lay everything down, we lay that crown before you, that you would say, well done, good and faithful friend. Thank you for the offering we're about to receive. Thank you for allowing us to give to you, because you've given so much to us. In Jesus' name, amen.
follow the star to a place unexpected. Would you believe after all we projected? A child in a manger. Lowly and small, the weakest of all, unlikeliest hero, wrapped in his mother's shawl, just a child. Is this who we waited for? 'Cause how many kings stepped down from their thrones? How many lords have abandoned their homes? How many greats have become the least for me? And how many gods have poured out their hearts to romance a world that is torn all apart? How many fathers gave up their sons for me? Bringing our gifts for the newborn Savior, all that we have, whether costly or meek, because we believe. Gold for his honor and frankincense for his pleasure, and myrrh for the cross he will suffer. Do you believe? Is this who we've waited for? How many kings stepped down from their thrones? How many lords have abandoned their homes? How many greats have become the least for me? And how many gods have poured out their hearts to romance a world that is torn all apart? How many fathers gave up their sons for me? Only one did that for me. Oh, for me. Oh, all for me. All for you. All for me. All for you. All for you. All for me. All for you. How many kings stepped down from their thrones? How many lords have abandoned their homes? How many greats have become the least for me? How many gods have poured out their hearts to romance a world that is torn all apart? How many fathers gave up their sons for me? Only one did that for me. All for me. All for you. All for you.